Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my wonderful audience. I call you wonderful because you are listening to Christian Radio and to our program, which focuses on sharing Jesus with all people, especially Muslims. I call you wonderful because I receive some calls from you asking for help to reach Muslims, and we are doing ministry together, and I am so excited about that. All right, so today I am continuing our topic that Jesus is the Son of God in a unique, absolute sense. In the gospel account, according to Jesus' disciple John, we read that Jesus himself defends his claim to be the divine Son of God. And I want to read to you from the gospel according to Jesus' disciple John, chapter 10. Now, Jesus speaking, "What about the one whom the Father set apart as his very own and sent into the world? Why then do you accuse me of blasphemy? Because I said, I am God's Son. Do not believe me unless I do the works of my Father. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I in the Father." Again, they tried to seize him. The Jewish people that heard Jesus tried to seize him. That's what we read in the gospel. All right. Now, the gospel, according to Jesus' disciple John, recorded that after Jesus healed a sick man on the Sabbath day, the Jews were persecuting him. Jesus said to them, and remember the most important words I would like you to focus on is not actually my words, but it is the words of God in the gospel, especially the words of Jesus Christ. So now, Jesus said to the Jews, "My Father is always at his work to this day, and I too am working." For this reason, they tried all the more to kill him. That's what the Bible states. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal to God. You can read these words in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple John, chapter 5, verses 17 to 18. Now, Jesus did not tell them that their interpretation of his words was wrong. "Don't try to arrest me and hurt me. Your interpretation is wrong." No, instead, he offered more teaching to confirm his identity, which I will read to you now, the words of Jesus in the same chapter, John 5, verses 19 to 26. Jesus gave them this answer: "Very truly I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, he will show him even greater works than these, so that you will be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives the life to whom he is pleased to give it. Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Very truly, I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. Very truly, I tell you, a time is coming and has now come when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. My precious audience, you can read these words of Jesus in the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verses 19 to 26. Just please read the whole chapter. All right. On another occasion, the high priests ask Jesus, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" "I am," said Jesus. You can read that in the Gospel according to Jesus' disciple Mark, chapter 14, verses 61 to 62. My friend, this is an absolute declaration. Actually, I was researching in Muslim books the most important statement said by the most important Muslim theologians. Al-Ghazali is often called the greatest Muslim theologians of all time. Remember that name, Al-Ghazali. His books is all over the Muslim mosques all over the world. Interestingly, Al-Ghazali acknowledges that Jesus is the only prophet to have claimed to be the Son of God, Lord and God. However, Al-Ghazali says that all these expressions must be taken metaphorically. He tried to justify why Jesus had the right to use such language. Anyway, my friend, ultimately, Jesus' claim to be the Son of God is what caused the unbelieving Jews to consider him worthy of death. You can read that in the Gospel according to Jesus' disciple Matthew, chapter 26, verses 63 to 65, and Mark, chapter 14, verses 61 to 63, and Luke, chapter 22, verse 70. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And of course, we read in the Bible, when Pilate told the Jewish leaders, "I find no basis for a charge against him," they replied, "We have a law, and according to that law, he must die because he claimed to be the Son of God." You can read that in the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 6 to 7. My friend, Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." My friend, Jesus came and revealed the heart of God, which is full of love toward every living person, toward you. That love caused God to send Jesus to pay the penalty for all your sins and all my sins. And the Bible clearly declares, according to Jesus' word, that if you believe in Jesus, if you believe that Jesus died on the cross and paid the penalty for your sins, and if you repent of your sins, if you told God, "I don't want to live in sin any longer," you will be saved. You will not perish, but you will enjoy eternal life with God. My friend, I invite you to repeat this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. Jesus, I believe in you that you are my only Savior. I believe that you paid the penalty for all my sins, so I don't have to pay it. Jesus, you are my only Savior. Come into my heart and make me a child of God. God, I repent of my sins. I don't want to live far from you any longer. I am tired of living far from you in sin. God, I want to experience your love. I want to experience your salvation. And today, I put my faith in Jesus that you sent him to save me from paying the penalty for all my sins. In Jesus' name, I pray. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, contact me. I would love to congratulate you and rejoice with you, perhaps give you any advice and send you a free book.
have a coworker who's a Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, SAMY, at gladnewsministry.com.